Welcome to our latest e-learning module about VAT for accounts payable. It is essential for all in the finance team to understand how these taxes affect our purchases, and this module will give you a broad outline of the most important things you need to know. In particular, we will look at what VAT is and how to claim it back. We'll also cover what a proper tax invoice looks like, and how to deal with some of the special cases and pitfalls that you may come across. At the end of this training module, there'll be a short test to check that you've understood the key points in the training. We've tried to make this module as easy to understand as possible. If you want to skip backwards or forwards at any time, you can use the buttons in the top left and top right hand corners of the screen. And if you need to leave the module before you get to the end, click the exit button. Now, when you're ready, click the continue button to go to the module menu. This module is in two parts. The first gives you an overview of VAT, and the second describes the role of accounts payable in dealing with taxable incomes. Click each heading in turn, starting with the overview menu. And when you finish the training, complete the test to check your understanding of the processes. When you look at an invoice, you'll often see that the tax has been added to it, increasing the cost of the goods or services that have been provided. This tax has different names in different countries, though each of the taxes we are looking at in this training follows the same key principles. At some points, we've included detailed information about the rules in individual countries, and you'll be able to see this by clicking your mouse on the relevant country icon. Click continue to move on to the next screen. In some circumstances, corporate bodies can reclaim the VAT that they've been charged for the supply of contracted out services, but it can sometimes be difficult to identify which particular supplies fall into this category. In this part of the training, we'll look in more detail at where VAT can and cannot be reclaimed.